Oh, they used to do that, but I don't have mules down there now. No mules, no mules. There's no mules anymore in this country.
Would the mule be strong enough to...
You have to have more than one sometime.
And would they just...
It's according to the man that handled them. No, it could handle a mule well. He could handle a mule to pull out logs. He had pulleys and fasten them up. Logs and chain, you know, logs and chain. And I can't think of what all he called it, but he could talk to them and make them pull. And he had little calves that was castrated. And when he was a little boy, oxen. And he had a yoke. And he had a wagon with two wheels, just two-wheel wagon. And he made a little his spending money when he was a small boy with those oxen. And he had a long, and he had four oxen. And he had a long whip that he knew how to twist it, give him a little tip, like that.
When
they, he wasn't but about 14, 15, and he'd haul freight from, there was a store out here at Splinter, about 6 miles from here, and he'd haul freight from the depot, or the station, whichever you want to call it, to that store, and they'd pay him with his auction.
I see. You were telling me the other day about the Illinois Central having a local for between Taylor and Oxford.
No, it went on up. Mm-hmm. It didn't stop at Oxford. It went through Oxford. That's all I meant.
Uh-huh.
It went up to Grand Junction, Tennessee, I think. I think that's where it turned around.
What would you say if you got on here at Taylor to the conductor?
He knew me like that thing. He wanted me to marry his son when I got big enough.
I see. But suppose he didn't know you, what would you say to him?
I'd just get in, take my seat, and he'd come around and take up your money.
And what would you say? I want...
No, I wouldn't have a ticket to just get, they just show on a local.
Yes.
You had a ticket on a passenger train, but you didn't have the ticket
say,
on.
You get on a Taylor and you say now...
I want to get off at Oxford.
Yeah, get off at
and
Oxford.
And I want to get off at Oxford. How much will it be? And he'd tell me.
Okay. And different kinds of tools, the thing that you would put a log in to saw, what do you call that?
A rack.
And the thing that looks like this, carpenters use, put boards on.
Oh, we used to call them horses.
Mm-hmm.
They were fixed. They were this way, and you put your plank on, you put them on those wooden horses, they called them.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that that men would use to sharpen a scythe or a knife or something?
File.
A file, or suppose it'd be a kind of a rock of some kind.
Oh, grinding rock. I got a piece of one in there now.
Mm-hmm.
They had them up on a frame, and they had a square hole, and you turned it and you fixed your grab a shot of your axes and everything else on it.
Suppose he carried this around and sharpened knives.
You had to put some water on it.
Yes. Suppose he carried something smaller with him to sharpen knives and